Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. One of the oldest and most viewed Cochrane reviews is widely regarded as the definitive account of the effects of cranberries for preventing urinary tract infections. It has been updated again in October 2012, and Ruth Jepson from the School of Nursing, Midwifery and Health at the University of Stirling, Scotland, describes the latest state of the evidence.
This review was first published in 1998 alongside a companion review on cranberries for treating urinary tract infections, or UTIs. Originally, the other review captured our main aim of finding out how effective cranberries were in treating urinary tract infections, but the story took a different turn. When searching for studies in 1998, we found 7 studies looking at prevention, but no studies of treatment. Since then, the number of studies for preventing urinary tract infections has risen to over 24, while there are still no studies of treatment. Alongside this, research over recent years has seen increased credibility for one hypothesis of why cranberries work, that cranberries contain a compound that stops bacteria, particularly E. coli, from sticking to cells that line the wall of the bladder and thereby prevent the development of urinary tract infections. On the other hand, there's no evidence that cranberries can make the bacteria become unstuck, so there's no plausible hypothesis as to why they could treat the infection. When we had 7 small and low-quality studies in 1998, we concluded that there was some evidence that cranberry juice may decrease the number of symptomatic UTIs over a 12-month period in women. However, even then, we knew that the large number of people who left some of the trials early suggested that drinking cranberry juice might not be acceptable over long periods of time. In addition, the optimum dosage or method of administration, for example juice or tablets, wasn't clear, and we recommended that studies be done to resolve this uncertainty. In 2008, the updated review had 10 studies and almost identical conclusions, although it was becoming clearer that cranberry juice was not effective for the elderly, people requiring catheterisation, or young children. Any effect was only seen for women with recurrent UTIs, and dropouts and withdrawals from the studies of juice were still high. We expanded our recommendations for further studies to examine cranberry capsules or tablets and other cranberry products. We also noted that the chemical composition of cranberry products was not standardised, and the bioequivalence between the juice and the capsules or tablets was not clear, which means that it wasn't possible to know how similar they were in terms of the active compound. Researchers have continued to respond to these recommendations, doing many more studies, especially of tablets and capsules. Much research has also gone into understanding the bioequivalence of the tablets and capsules, the dosage, and what methods are needed to ensure standardisation. However, when doing this latest update, which was made possible by an award from the National Institute for Health Research, we found that although many of the studies evaluated different cranberry products, many of them did not measure or report the amount of active ingredient. This makes it difficult to know if the lack of effect in the recent studies is a good guide to the true effect, or whether there was insufficient active ingredient in the products to be effective. Looking at all the evidence now, our advice to clinicians and the general population is that it's unlikely that cranberry juice is effective, and the effectiveness of tablets or capsules is unclear. Looking to future research, we now recommend that no further trials of the juice should be done, because it's probably not effective, and so many people don't stay in the trials. Instead, researchers should evaluate properly standardised tablets or capsules to test whether they do have an effect and to provide clear insights into the dose.
You can read more about these implications for research in the full review in the CochraneLibrary.com, along with the other review that Ruth mentioned of cranberries for the treatment of urinary tract infection.